The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. On October 9th, Kermode Friendship Society held a campout in front of City Hall to address the public perception of the city's vulnerable population. Frontline workers and other community members gathered in front of City Hall with signs and shirts saying, "I am not a bear," in response to violent comments that had been made by a member of the public during a September 26th council meeting. During that September council meeting, a member of the public had made comments that likened the homeless population to a bad bear problem, and had said that in that situation, bears either get relocated or shot. There was no reaction or response made to the comments, because according to council procedure bylaw, there are no specific regulations surrounding language used in council chambers. Though Kermode Friendship Society Executive Director Jolene Wesley explained her thoughts on the city's handling of the situation.
Complacency is acceptance. When you choose not to say things towards comments that are stigmatizing or judgmental or just plain violent, and I speak of violence in a multitude of ways, when you choose not to challenge that, you're choosing to accept it. And, you know, that the comment that the individual made, I really believe could have been challenged with some simple words of "that's inappropriate," and it's two words, but that draws a boundary. And as our community's leaders, that's something that we're responsible to do, is draw those boundaries of what's acceptable and what's not acceptable in this community. And abusive language is, in my opinion, unacceptable.
So Wesley explained that the event invited council members to show up and have a conversation with frontline workers.
It just came about, so it couldn't have been in the past couple months, because I think about the month before there was a city council meeting, or some weeks before there was a city council meeting, and it didn't go in a very productive direction. And we noticed in the meeting that there was frustration being expressed from multiple levels of community. And what we wanted to do was invite City Council to come just sit at the table with us so that we can collaborate, and we can, like, we understand they keep pointing the finger at nonprofits and they keep saying that that's your job. So it solely rests on nonprofits. We are supposed to look after the vulnerable. We are supposed to ensure that they are housed and looked after. We understand that. But what we're saying, and I don't think that they understand, is we're inviting them to the table to come sit with us so that we can collaborate and we can kick ideas around and brainstorm and support each other.
Wesley also says that they want people to learn about what outreach workers and other social service workers do.
We want to create an awareness. Obviously, there's an awareness, but it's in a very negative light. What we do notice in social media is that there's a lot of negative comments towards our vulnerable population in Terrace here, and that a lot of those negative comments and a lot of the comments that are said are saying that, you know, social service agencies are just getting the money and we're not doing the job. Well, we are doing the jobs, but really, ultimately, there isn't enough of us. So I tried the approach of, okay, come down and join us. Just come down and learn about what it is that we do when we do it. You know, you can spend 15 minutes, or you can spend an hour, you spend a small amount of time with us just to learn about what it is, what it's like to be an outreach worker, and just take that time to understand.
Wesley said that there were approximately 15 people who camped out for the night, starting at around 6:30 p.m. after handing out turkey dinners to those in need, and going until about 8 a.m. the next morning. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.